6.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners, John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Get ready for incredible savings at Prairieland Partners. Backed by popular demand, you can now choose one of the following implements for free when you purchase a 1 through 3 series John Deere compact utility tractor. Elevate your productivity with your choice of a versatile pallet fork for heavy lifting, a rugged rear blade for precise grading, or a sturdy box blade for efficient earth moving. Visit them in-store or online at PrairielandPartners.com to learn more. Prairieland
Partners. KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 11th of March. Into daylight savings time we go, partly cloudy and 41 degrees on our way to 73 before it's all said and done. Today, we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Kitty Hamilton, and to talk about Nesting Incorporated. Give us an update here this morning. Kitty, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good. Glad to have you in with us. Sounds like this was a fairly busy weekend for you, and the way it sounds, some new people coming on board with Nesting Incorporated.
Yes, we did. We elected our officers for the board on Saturday at our meeting at the library. So I'm going to serve the first year as the president, but then we have Jody Wood from Hartford, who's going to be the secretary for the board. And Janet Ackerman is elected to be the treasurer. So that's how far we got on that. I would like to find a secretary, though, as we talked about at the meeting, because Jody Wood is such a good, just a person in training to move into the president position. And but we moved ahead with the three because that's what we need to go ahead and file our 501c3 application.
So a big step.
Yeah, it is a big step. Well, let's kind of back up here a little bit, Kitty, for those who may not be familiar with Nesting Incorporated. Lay out the mission and what you're going to be doing.
One thing I say is everyone is aging every day, and we're organizing ourselves, a group of older volunteers in Lyon County, to serve needs of other older people in the county who are wanting to stay in their homes for as long as possible. So that's kind of our mission.
Kitty, what prompted you to start this? Because I know we've kind of talked about this periodically since this really came to the forefront last fall, but what kind of prompted you to move forward on this particular effort, and why was last fall really the good time to really start the gears in motion?
Well, I've been working in the aging services for about the last 3 years. And before that, I had been in a lot of nonprofits and, grant writing and such. But the last 3 years, I worked in the aging services, and I just would run across things through those 3 years that we would just kind of come to a standstill, and there wasn't really a place for that to go. And so as time went on, I just kind of put those to the side and thought, when I retire, I'm going to look at that and see. I think there's got to be a way that we could connect those things and make it work better. And so then last fall, I changed my position from working and went towards retirement. And then I started this and thinking, maybe I'd spend about a year looking at it. And instead, there was a grant opportunity that I saw right away that I really wanted. And so I thought it would be a really good match. And so the Emporia Community Foundation stepped forward and accepted us as a designated fund, which meant that I could go ahead and start applying for grants. So that's why we started off with a bang.
Yeah, good start. And you mentioned the next step was getting that board assembled, and you have done that. Yes. So now what is next, Kitty?
We're getting ready to file the 501c3, and then also I had asked the United Way of the Flint Hills, they have an emerging needs grant that you can apply for, and we were awarded that, and so that gives me $600 that will go ahead and start our phone lines. So that should be coming in the next couple of weeks. We did get donations from individual donors to pay the 501c3 application fee and also to start the first $100 to start a checking account for us. So those are already coming in. And then I've been struggling with the software, which is the magic brain in the center of all this, so that a group of volunteers can work remotely and not need an office or a staff member or something, because we'll all be able to communicate through other ways and stay organized. And I've been struggling with that, and I have given up on one software, moved to another one, and the other one seems to be working. So that's kind of where I'm at with that.
Understood. Now, I understand that you also, the part of the business recently has been to accept bylaws. You mentioned here about the 501c3 paperwork. How are you at right now on the bylaws side of things? You pretty well confident and comfortable with where your bylaws are going forward?
Yes, and that's what we accepted on Saturday. I had passed those out, you know, the draft for it in February, and then when we met 2 days ago, we went through that again and agreed to go with that, and they're just very simple. I tried to keep it as simple as possible.
Understood.
And so that was the three officers then that need to be elected, which we did, so that now we have the authority to go ahead and apply. So,
speaking of the board, are you looking at a slightly larger board here a little bit later on, you know, in addition to what you already have with the officers, or are you looking at basically just rolling with what you have right now in a three-member board, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, well, like I said, I would like to have someone who would agree to do the secretary position, just because I would like to add the vice president position and she's better fitted for that and wants to do that. And I don't want to lose that. And then Linda Polson agreed to be on our board. I think there are a few other people, and some of them weren't available to come to Saturday's meeting. We have probably 40 to 50 people who have signed up that they're interested in, you know, being kept in the loop as to where we're what we're doing and how far we are in the process. So,
well, if people would like more information about Nesting Incorporated, Kitty, how can they get that?
Well, right now it's still my phone number that we're using, so 785-422-8501.
Okay.
And that's probably the easiest for now. Hopefully in about 2 weeks, Nesting will have its own phone number, and there'll be a volunteer either answering it or picking up the messages on the, you know, that are left on it and starting to process them through to the group. So,
well, let us know when we're able to ring you that way.
I know. It's okay. Such a big step.
Kitty, one other question I have is how soon can we see Nesting really starting the networking process and, you know, serving as a conduit here across the KVOE listening area for those services that you've seen as needs?
Yes. I have four or five grant applications out, completed in the process. And so the first we would know would be late May and for sure in June. And a lot of those projects would start in July. So we would have to be moving pretty quick. So that's what the board, we had just a small group. So it was kind of nice because you don't know whether to plan too far ahead and then not get the grant, or, you know, the opposite of, you know, get the grant and you're not even ready to hit the ground running. So there's kind of a of the projects as to how, you know, in what order would we get started and who wanted to commit to which ones. We'll have to split up, you know, because they'll all be moving on July through December. Basically, there are two or three projects that'll be done just in that short time frame, so of the smaller grants. So,
well, Kitty, good luck in moving forward. Keep us posted, okay?
Yes, I sure will. I appreciate you checking in on us.
All right, Kitty Hamilton, Nesting Inc., moving forward with some needed senior services down the road here, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker spot, well, we're full this week, and we're full for most of next week. As a matter of fact, our first available date's the 21st, so a week from Thursday. And if you want that one or the 22nd, let us know. 620-342-1400 is the number.